This show is part of the Head Stuff Podcast Network.
Hi, I'm Gerard Farrelly.
And I'm Eve Kavanagh.
And you're listening to Agony Rants.
Oh, I am super tired today.
Super tired.
I know. It was such a fantastic weekend. Do you know why?
Why?
Because my mum and dad celebrated 60 years of marriage.
60 years of marriage.
I know. I mean, to be fair, they've been close to divorce for the last 20 because of the feckin' retirement situation and COVID nearly killed them. But apart from that, no, they are honestly 60 years of marriage. What an achievement.
That is very, like 60 years.
Yeah.
I mean, I can't imagine 60 years doing anything.
I know. To be fair, for Paul and I to achieve the thing, I have to live till I'm in my 90s and he has to be in his hundreds. I'd say we won't achieve the same thing.
Look, leave 60, you don't need 60 years of somebody.
No.
40. Max. 40 is a push.
Do you think?
4 at 10 years apiece. That'll do me.
You're already exceeding that. I just want to point that out.
I know, but he's special. He's special, Niamh.
So very special.
Speaking of which,
oh.
we need to come to terms about something. Something that's happening in the home life, right? Because, you know, the way it's spring.
Oh, yeah, it is spring.
Right. Spring has sprung. The grass is riz. I wonder where them birdies is.
I love that poem.
I don't know who wrote that. Chaucer.
The pointy birds go pointy pointy.
Yes, exactly.
Might have been Steve Martin.
So last year, you see, the balcony in our apartment has always been my domain.
Right.
Right. So what I would do is every year I go to B&Q, spend 50 quid, loads of plants, have a lovely day, pottering around.
Okay. You know? Yeah.
Fill up me window boxes.
Okay.
You know, now my mother has a very competitive, she's a very competitive view of gardens. I'll tell you how I know this, right? A couple of years ago, I had my balcony done. Absolute triumph. Gorgeous. Absolutely gorgeous. My mom came over, she had a look, because my mom's very into the garden. She has a greenhouse. Do you know what my mom did with her greenhouse?
No.
She fell through it. She fell through a sheet glass door and there wasn't a scratch on the woman.
Well, that takes a bit of effort. You have to say.
So, like, it's a bit of a risk her having a greenhouse, right?
And creativity, you know.
It takes a bit of creativeness just to be, mm-hmm. you know, to throw herself through a screen door for attention. But anyway, she did it. I mean, the thing about it is, we've got no, there's no footage of her falling through the door. So it could have been her just throwing a pot plant through it.
Okay.
You know, ringing everybody. Oh, I fell through the,
okay.
You know, everyone visits, everyone brings flowers.
Okay.
But look, we'll allow her that.
All right.
But she's very competitive around gardens, right?
Right.
Because a couple of years ago, my garden was done, my balcony was done lovely. She came over, she had a look. The balcony beside me was also very nice. Mm-hmm. And she was like, you know what you should do? You should pour a bit of petrol on those flowers.
Do you know what? I've always wondered where you got that from.
Astonishing.
You know that whole...
Well, I have too. I have too.
So now you need no longer actually wonder why you want to put wheelie bins
Spiteful,
through people's situations.
Vindictive little piece of me.
Oh,
I know exactly where it came
gosh.
From.
Gosh. That's amazing.
Yeah. We know where... Anyway, last year, right? I'll tell you what happened.
Okay.
Last year, I was working so much, I didn't get around to doing the balcony, right? So my other half said, I'll do it.
Oh.
I'll go buy the plants now.
How did that work out?
It didn't work out well.
Now. Okay.
Not well. Because what he did was he went and he bought a load of geraniums. Now, do you know what geraniums are?
They smell a wee, I think, sometimes.
They smell a wee for a start.
Yeah.
Also, you don't need any sort of skill to be able to grow a geranium. You could grow a geranium in a bin and you'd still get flowers on it. You'd have to really, really try.
There's no challenge in it.
There's no challenge whatsoever.
Okay, okay.
There's no art to it. They don't look good. Everyone just knows, oh yeah, you haven't a clue about gardening. You've got a load of geraniums.
Oh.
And you know what the horrible thing about them is? They survive the frost and they come back. So every year, you plant a geranium, that'll outlive you. Like geraniums, they're like the tortoise.
You have to leave them in your will.
Yeah, you have to leave them in your will. So last year he
Do you want me to bring the trailer and like chuck them in?
Buckets of geraniums.
Okay.
They were in every plant pot.
Oh my God.
And they were all the same.
All the same?
Same colours.
Oh my gosh.
Ah, they were absolutely hideous. Now, obviously, fair play to him. There was a bit of colour on the balcony, right?
Okay.
But the problem was that this year, they were all starting to come up again.
Okay.
So, I was a little bit, you know, I drew me line in the sand.
Okay, what did you do?
I pulled them up and I threw them on the balcony. And I blamed it on the cat.
You did not.
I'm not proud. I'm not a proud man, Niamh. But I'm not having a geranium-filled balcony
Boots
in 2 years.
Does not like geraniums.
That, like that, if you look at that cat has never dug. She wouldn't dig in muck if you paid her.
No,
the only thing she's ever done in muck on the balcony was we tried to grow rocket in a window basket.
Okay, she wasn't having that.
She went out, she got into it and she pissed and she was like, well, that's the end of that. You have to respect it. She lives there as well.
What is this?
Game over.
There'll be no self-sufficiency going on in this apartment.
No, we're not a sustainable house whatsoever.
None.
Even the things that are sustainable, like the geraniums.
No. No.
They're gone.
So what are you planning for this year?
I don't know. I mean, it'll be me and B&Q for an afternoon. That's
I love a garden centre.
I do love a garden centre.
Is there an age that that happens? I don't know.
I think once you turn 35.
Do you know, normally during the summer I'm up in Donegal, right? So I don't really get the chance to do the garden.
Okay.
So we've kept our garden minimal. We do cut the grass, you know, occasionally. But actually this year I'm going to make more of an effort.
Okay.
The problem is, if you're away over the summer...
Niamh, if you're away over the summer, you get like one of those little, you know those things that you show you on Instagram how to make a water or thing out of a plastic bottle.
Instagram, you know how shit I am at socials, right? What's Niamh. The chances?
We have to talk about the Instagram game.
Okay.
It's fallen asunder.
It is a fallen asunder. I'm really sorry. Do you know what it
the
is?
The late last week, right? The late, well, whenever it was.
Yeah.
You get into the sparkly jacket.
Yeah, I know.
Hi everyone, I'm backstage with all of these. Nobody's.
I know.
I'm here to make it good.
Yeah, but they all did it.
Yeah, I know exactly. But if you did it, like people go, oh, there's Niamh Kavanagh, she's still alive. Yeah, that was harsher than I intended.
Listen, the last time we podcasted, you were talking about who you were going to replace me when I'm dead. Is there something I don't know about?
Don't hate the player, hate the game.
No,
time
you're
to
right.
Break social media.
No, you're right.
Did
but
you
actually,
every time, did you see that woman? She's about 85 years of age, and she's always doing TikTok dances on Instagram. Now, I have to say, I look at her and go, "Now that's a very sad way to spend your twilight years."
Do you not think somebody's making her do it?
I mean, that could be it as well.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, the coercive control.
Dance, yeah. Granny. Dance, Granny, for the money.
See, that's it. Like...
No, actually, I do have a plan.
Go, Niamh.
I know.
This is the first time I've seen you speak with enthusiasm about social media.
I know.
So what's the plan?
It's not. I love social media, but it's such a chore. And I go, oh my God, what am I going to do? Nobody's going to be interested in my life. But obviously, I don't know if you're aware, like something big's happening this year. It's Sonia's 30th anniversary.
Now you're talking. Now you're talking.
You know, it's 30 years since Sonia lost Eurovision. Right, anyway, so. Almost won. I'll use that better. Sonia almost won. I want to do a thing on social media for two reasons, right? One, because I think it'll be a great thing to do and it'll be fun and it'll be challenging. But what I'm trying to do is to teach myself to actually post every day or most days, right?
Okay.
And so I think the best way to do that is to give yourself a task-oriented thing. And don't they say you can make a habit over like 30 days or whatever? You have to make that.
Yeah,
habit.
Isn't it like...
You have to repeat it. So yeah. This is the plan. So I've come up with this concept and I'm just curious to think what you think about it, right?
Go on.
Because I was thinking what I would do for the year that's in it, I would start and do a song every day, like a snippet of a song every day, sing it in various places, doing various things of the Eurovision for every year up to my year. So in other words, I'll start with 1956, say the beginning of April, because the Eurovision, my anniversary is the 15th of May. And obviously on the 15th of May, I'll do In Your Mincers and possibly, you know.
Better the Devil, you know.
Oh, no. Really? I'll only do that if you play it with me.
Oh my God, Niamh, a challenge.
Actually, do you know what? You could do a couple of them with me, couldn't you?
You could, yeah, could. Now, providing rhythm and tuning is not important.
We could do a duet. Oh, there must be duetty ones in there. Oh my God.
I know.
Save all your kisses for me. We could do that together.
It's very fast.
Making your mind up. Come on, part of you wants to do that. I could rip the skirt off. You'd be great. Anyway, so.
Now you're talking.
No, but I'm telling you, wouldn't it be fun to go this year, Eurovision was here. And here's a bit of a chorus. I might just sing it like when I'm walking the dog. Oh, except I don't have a dog. No, but you know what I mean? I keep forgetting I don't have a dog. But the point
it's
is, you know,
real
I
emotional role.
I know, it's
when
a hard bit. It's a bit. But what I'm saying is, you know, or, you know, washing my dishes or something. Something that just honors the year a little bit of a snippet of a song.
Honours the year. You washing the dishes.
Okay. Let's be honest. I'm wearing my sparkly jacket.
Niamh, I think this is a great idea.
Do you?
I'm loving this for you. I think it's gonna be everywhere.
Actually, what I'm really hoping for is that I get like really fun reaction with it. But more important,
that's not what you're hoping for.
I'm hoping
for a million followers. Yeah. You're hoping for 20 grand a post, SpawnCon. That's what you're hoping for.
Is that a thing?
That's a thing, Niamh.
I thought you only had to go on to Love Island for that.
Connections get a million a post.
Listen.
Oh, so scale it back. 10 grand a post is pretty good.
No, my arse is not big enough. I have a peach of an arse, but you know, nowadays you have to have a big arse for that. I don't have that. Niamh, sorry, I used a bad word there.
I have an aversion. Niamh, just a couple of squats would be grand.
Get that, you know.
Get that peachy
If I could look. Just move this from the middle bit around to the back, I'd be absolutely
amazing. I'm sure
there's
a rogue surgeon that'll do that
for you. Rogue surgeon. Listen, I won't even let them pierce my ears. There's no way I'm going to let anybody move any sort of shit.
I'm very excited. When are you starting? You're starting 56 days before the 15th of May.
Yeah, no, not 56. Did you see here? You're not listening.
36, 37.
No, you start in 1956. So you work out how many years that is between 1956 and 1993. I'm landing on the 15th of May. So you put that on your little diary now. And but you'll know before that because I'll have a couple of songs now we're going to do together.
Yeah, we'll do one together. We'll do a little post.
Have you any,
a little piece.
Oh my God.
A little piece, Niamh.
We're made for it.
I can play that.
Are you going to sing it in German?
No.
You're not going to sing with me. Are you going to sing with me?
Oh no, Niamh. I can't sing and play at the same time. I can't. It's worth God.
I am going to find a duet for us.
Niamh, we did a duet before.
I know. It'd be amazing.
No, not playing.
You and I are going to sing something together.
Oh God. Niamh.
Come on, girl. It'd be so fun.
I mean, maybe. Like if you put a gin in me and do the Bucks Fizz.
You know, something along the lines of the Saviour, Love My Darling. No, not that one. But you
Saviour,
know
Love My Darling.
Hey, Valerie. Do you like Valerie?
No.
Okay.
No, Niamh.
I'll find something for you. I know. Ding a dong.
Hard no. Ding a dong, no.
Ding a dong every
It's a hard
hour.
Pass. I'll give you my agent's
puppet?
Number. Right?
You want a puppet on the string? No.
I'll give you my agent's number. She'll send you my availability and a price.
Anyway, so if you're listening to this podcast and you have suggestions you'd like me to do, anything between 1956 and 1993, I will be open to your suggestions. I'm going to make my own decision in the end.
And do you know what to do? Send them to her on Instagram at NiamhKavanagh93. Don't send them to the Agony Rants email address. Because we want her to start opening the app because, Niamh, that's a start.
I know that is true.
Although Niamh has actually said to me, she said to me today, she called me out.
Yeah.
She said, you don't send me the videos anymore on WhatsApp to post. And I was like, no,
I wonder
Niamh,
why.
Because I tagged them and send them to the DMs on your Instagram account.
Oh my gosh.
Have a follow-up.
Yes, we do.
And it's quite long.
Like it's a page and a half.
I'm going to be honest with you.
In small writing.
Strap in.
Okay. Well, and what is it a follow-up on?
This is a follow-up to the near-death experience.
Oh, gosh.
Well, actually, people, we've loads of these.
Yeah, people.
Like, they just keep coming in. And we want to hear about them. Also, some of these are not near-death experiences.
No.
I hate to burst bubbles here.
Well, we'll make our decision.
Some of the ones we've been getting, it's like, I saw a shop getting robbed. Okay. I've seen things.
Okay. No, I was actually in the way of a robber coming out of a pub in Glasnevin one time.
Really?
Yeah, and I literally walked in the door as he was coming out with the register under, you know, the till drawer under his arm and a hammer in the other. And he just like stand there looking at me and I looked at him and then somebody just kind of moved me to the side because it's amazing. You think you'd do about 20 things in that moment, but actually all you can think of is, what the hell's going on here? It's not what you expect when you open a door.
And what did you think you'd do?
I don't know that I ever thought that would happen. But you think you're going to be like, I'm going to be amazing and kick him in the nuts or save him from and take the... No, actually, what happened was I just stood there. I didn't even try to save myself. I thought, you know, maybe I'd just jump out of the way like, you know, like they do in the movies. No. I just stood there like a gombean and him. And then he had a bit of a moment, not sure, because he was committed to the situation. He had the hammer raised. And I was like, what
the
hell?
Do you know what it was? You've got Vanguarda vibes.
Oh, do you think I was?
That's what it was, yeah.
Was I
they
like...
They probably thought, like, this is undercover detective now. She's going to wrestle me to the floor.
Oh, okay.
But Niamh, I think that's fair enough. Like, if someone has a hammer and a cash register, you just think, oh,
it's unexpected. I was just coming in for a pint. What the hell's wrong with you? So somebody pulled me out of the way and then he went on his way. So.
What a story, Niamh.
I know.
You should write a book.
Near death. Come on, get on with this near-death experience.
A near-death experience. It's probably not as near-death experience as like seeing a man with a hammer coming out of a pub. Again, like I was saying, a lot of these near-death experiences are not near-death experiences.
I didn't just see him. I was right there.
I passed a robber.
I didn't pass him. He was right in front of me with the hammer.
Near-death experience. Okay, I think this is too long for the question box. Here goes.
So do we.
Too long when you're straining a sentence like that. Anyway, here goes. I hope this isn't too long and makes some sense. Back in the day of lockdown one, one of the girls turned 30, and it was the dreaded 30 for her. The COVID years didn't really count with the age, right? She's still claiming she's forever young at 21. Set the scene. It was December 2020 and we were all in lockdown, 5K restrictions, couldn't go out or socialise, which was ideal in one way. The effort of it all at times. My God, there's not a pick of punctuation in this.
In future print this up early for me and I'll put really the punctuation should. In for you.
Anyway, so my friend turned 30 in December the 11th and to celebrate she says, fancy going on a hike. So of course we said, yes, why not? Sure, we couldn't do anything else. Sure, what else would you do in lockdown? So off we went, a group of three of us to do Galtymore, a beautiful hike in Limerick Tipperary area.
Wow.
Now, bear in mind, this is mid-December, possibly not the best time to do a hike, although it was a lovely sunny day to head off. We would be regular hikers and would think we'd have our bearings with us and a good knowledge of the mountains. If you're not familiar with this hike, Garode, you may not be. Niamh, the experienced Camino walker, will have heard of it.
I do.
The route for this hike is marked with white stones and rocks, which was the first issue. I mean, white rocks. Why white? And who came up with this? So we ranted our way up, giving out about this and the lack of signage for such a popular, beautiful hike. Little did we know this would be the downfall.
Oh.
As we moved up the mountain, the weather changed and it became dull and misty. Oh. Of course, we kept going on in search of white rocks and the cross at the top. If we had any sense, we would have turned around as the weather changed. We eventually neared the top, but it was just too windy. We took shelter near a mound of rocks and only then did we realise we'd better turn around and abort. We felt like gale force winds had...
No, what felt like...
What felt like gale force winds, we had a moment and possibly some potatoes and chocolate for energy, of course.
Naturally.
As the wind eased, one of the group made a break for it to get a to get across and down. She's one of the lightest and so small, as light as a feather. Jesus Christ. I literally had visions of her being blown away as she crossed the mountain. The birthday girl followed in tow. My turn came to get across and down. Halfway across, a strong gust of wind came and I literally had to curl into a ball so low and just had a cry to myself that this was it. Not half dramatic at all.
This is like you in the gorge. And it wasn't even a breeze there.
I was upset, Niamh.
You were.
Eventually, all three of the group got down from the top, only to discover that we couldn't see anywhere as it was so misty and the fog came in. No white rocks to be seen and a feeling that we were on planet Mars. We were starting to get cold and wet, with the wet soaking into our clothes. The birthday girl, who was usually the queen of hikes and has all the trails checked in advance, went to save the day by checking her phone, only to discover no service on the phone. Not a single bar. No way to try and track a route back. Light was fading also. Cue another cry with visions of us having to call, search and rescue. The thoughts of being reported for breaking the 5K limit to do a hike up one of Ireland's highest mountains mid-December to celebrate a 30th birthday. Genuine near-death experience for all three of us. I've never seen us all so worried for what felt like an age. Thankfully, we eventually made our way back and hours later found a white rock. When we got to the car, there was possibly silence and no one to be seen. I mean, should we have questions starting off and not a sinner in sight?
Mm-hmm.
This sentence construction... is the closest to a near-death experience I've ever had. But we will continue this roller coaster of a two-page A4 follow-up. I'll never forget getting home, trying to explain how bad it was. And we gave up. People just shrugged and said, ah, sure, can't have been that bad. Oh. A story that all we can do now is laugh at. If we didn't laugh on Galty Moore, we'd have cried. I really hope this makes a bit more sense.
Don't comment.
I really
comment.
Hope this makes some sense.
Don't comment. Not the way you're reading it anyway.
Barely. Moral of the story. Stay safe on the mountains and maybe check the weather reports in advance. P.S. Don't report us for breaking the 5K limit. That is not a P.S. Love the podcast. Any chance of a second pod in the week or some live shows? Everyone needs a daily dose of Garode and Eve. Also, Garode, went to your show in Limerick. Or went to your show in Limerick in September. Literally the best. Again, apologies for the long message. But it was a genuine near-death experience, which has to be shared. P.S. Please don't share my name.
Okay, don't share my name. She says it twice.
She says it twice.
She says it twice. But she knows
because she's listening.
She knows. She definitely listens to this pod if she says that.
I have to say now that I actually feel like I've come out the other side of an asthma attack after reading that.
Now, listen, I understand this because I got caught up the Mourns one time in a similar situation in the winter. The thing is, during the winter, you have such less... The time frame for the margin for error is so small because you only have light for a certain amount of time.
Yeah.
And, you know, and the weather changes so much, honestly.
Also, she needs to rethink being friends with somebody that wants to go on a hike for their birthday.
Listen, they couldn't do anything else.
Oh, yeah, I suppose, yeah.
It was, and not only that, they did it outside. It was the most exciting thing they did all year, I'd say.
Yeah, probably. That was a weird time.
It was weird. And do you not think that people are kind of acting like it didn't happen now? A bit.
I know.
A little bit.
It's a bit weird.
Anyway, there's nothing more scary than being in a space where you're, where you think, this is it now. This is the end.
I know.
You know, and have you, I mean, I'm sure you would get that like that about
certain...
I'm sure
it was like you outside the chip or neighbor and saw the hammer. Attention, Agony Rants listeners. I am on tour at the moment.
Are you on tour?
I am indeed with my show Glamour Hammer.
Very exciting.
It has been so much fun going around the country. We did lots of dates in January. And there are further dates in March, April, May, and all the way through to October. And we've added shows in Westport. Westport, you're breaking my heart.
Why? Do they want you so much?
Not as much as everybody thought they did. But Westport and Armagh, I have shows there. I also have an extra date just gone on sale in Limerick and in Cork. The Everyman in Cork. Oh. I did it there a couple of weeks ago. It was fantastic. I'm doing another night there in October.
It's so weird because we're doing kind of the same venues.
Oh, I'm following you around.
I'm in Armagh and
really?
In the marketplace too. Marketplace. I love
Well, tell your audience to come to me because there's loads of seats.
Okay. And we're doing the Everyman. But we haven't been there for years now. The illegals are coming there.
Oh.
So I know we had such a good time there last time. So I'm very excited.
It's very exciting.
I
so
know.
You can go, you basically can pick an Agony Ranter.
Come
or go
on.
To both.
Yeah.
So you can check out my dates on GarotteFarley.com or at the link in my Instagram bio. Neve, illegal dates are on.
They're on the Facebook, even the old person's kind of thing. You'll find all the dates there. We'd love to see you.
We're pausing for a moment to remind you that Agony Rants is part of the Head Stuff Podcast
are
Network.
We
are indeed. The Head Stuff Podcast Network has a broad selection of brilliant podcasts.
Loving it.
And we are one of them.
Yeah.
And if you would like to support the show and help keep us going, you can subscribe to Headstuff Plus, which is like Patreon. It's a bonus platform and you can pay as little as €5 a month. And in return for supporting the show and feeling great about yourself, that you are contributing to something that you're getting for free, you will also get bonus content from us and all of the other shows on the Headstuff Podcast Network. So,
and it's a lovely selection.
It's a lovely, sweet thing. And you can, what will happen is you'll subscribe and you'll get a login to headstuffpodcast.com and you can log in and all the bonus content for all of the shows is there.
And we're far more accessible to the people who subscribe.
Absolutely.
I mean,
in fact, we're going to start. Do you know what? We're going to start asking. If somebody submits a problem, are you subscribed? And if they're not subscribed, Neve, I'm giving them bad advice. I'm going to send them down a rabbit hole because they deserve it.
I am using my inside voice for the response to that.
One of the shows that you will get bonus content from is this one. It's Sissy That Pod and it's hosted by Keen Sullivan.
Oh, we love him.
And he's absolutely fantastic. And what they do is they will talk about every episode of Drag Race every franchise.
Oh, I know. It's amazing. Yeah, I have to say, I don't know how to do it. I know.
And the 24 hours, Niamh.
24 hours.
After it airs, there's an episode up.
That is commitment.
That is commitment. You wouldn't be getting that from me, now, to be honest. Anyway, have a listen.
Come on, Sissy That Pod. Let's get sickening.
Are you a fan of the Emmy award-winning show RuPaul's Drag Race?
Do you think about Roxy Andrews at the bus stop?
And do you belong in Party City?
Well, Sissy That Pod is the podcast for you. Join me, James, and my co-host, Keen.
Is there something on my face?
As we chat weekly about the runway realness, sickening shade, and backstage buffoonery.
That's right, whether it's new episodes of Drag Race US, UK, or All Stars. Sissy That Pod will spill the tea with a new episode for you within 24 hours.
So make good choices and subscribe to Sissy That Pod from the Head Stuff Podcast Network, and we'll leave you gagging on our eleganza.
Now, let the music play.
Niamh, we have a problem.
Oh, is it two problems, like between us, or is it... Because it feels a little bit like that today. Hi, Garode and Niamh. Loving the show. Yous are an absolute riot. I have a problem with my neighbour. I'm from Sligo and I am renting in Dublin. I've been living on my own for the past 7 years and it has never been a problem. Before that, I lived with my ex, my prick of an ex, for 3 years. There is absolutely nobody who would say that I'm hard to live with. Not even the prick ex, because I washed the fucker's clothes. Did I say it right there?
Niamh, this is a new departure for us.
I lived beside a very nice old lady who owned her flat and kept it very tidy. But she went and kicked it about a year ago. And since September, her son has rented it out to this absolute tosser. I hoped that we would be friends like I was with Olive, the owl one that lived there before she died. But no. I live beside an inconsiderate bollocks who works nights, comes in at all hours of the morning and wakes me up with him rattling around in poor Olive's kitchen.
Oh my God.
Anyway, the problem is this. I mean, she's not even got to the problem yet. I actually share a garden with this knob. Normally, I, myself and Olive would decide what we were going to do with it, and I'd go out and get stuff and we'd do it together. I'd like to do that again, but I'm not sure if I should ask him, as he has made no effort to be neighbourly. I'd like to still have a nice garden, and if he wants to plant some stuff, I don't want to stop him. Also, don't want to exclude him. What do you think? Thanks for a million laughs, Jean. Now, Jean.
Jean. I think what's safe to say about Jean is Jean, she processes things and they're done.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Like... She's break direct. Up with the ex, it's over. He's a prick. Olive's death, she kicked it.
Elwyn kicked it.
Yeah, life happens.
She speaks nicely of her, though.
And do you know what, actually, and I think, do you know what is behind a lot of this? Jean misses Olive.
She misses Olive.
Yeah, and that is very hard. That's very sad.
It is poor very Olive. Sad. It's very hard.
I also think, right, you're being very considerate to your new neighbour, considering you don't particularly like the man. In asking
what
plants he wants to plant. He's a renter. He probably doesn't even know that he can use that garden.
I don't think he cares whether you plant a garden. If this person isn't even bothered to say hello to you, he's not going to plant a garden with you.
Exactly. And the thing about it is, Olive clearly owned her apartment.
Yeah. Clear your conscience here, Jean. You do what you want in the garden and let him come and talk to you about it if he has issues, which exactly. He won't have issues.
It's
I promise
better to
you.
Ask for forgiveness than permission. I like, you've got no obligation to this man.
No, none.
It's not even his flat. Like, if you're ringing anyone, you should be talking to the landlord. Go, listen, myself and your mother used to always plant the garden. I'm just going to do it this year. Do you mind? Is there anything you don't want me to pull up because she... planted it. I think there's no obligation there.
You should just get on with your life and let somebody come and have a conversation with you. Yeah. I mean, you know, if you're renting, obviously you have to ask permission for certain things. But I think the garden, you're safe enough. I mean, exactly. And I don't think you're about to pull out like one of the fir trees or anything like that. You're probably much more likely to be planting the, like, you know, plants that can be easily sorted. So you're not going to destroy it. And I'm thinking your man who works nights, the last thing he's going to care about is the garden.
Exactly.
He'll be asleep for most of it. So you could do it while he's sleeping, he won't know any different.
The last thing that you want in a situation like that, especially when you're there longer than that person, is for them, for you to feel that they have any power over you.
Oh yeah, but you know, this might be an opportunity also, if you think about it, right? And I'm not saying that she includes a bit. Let's not have that, yeah. Right? But the thing is, maybe when you're in the garden planting, you might touch on, maybe he likes gardening and maybe he'll come up and have a little conversation and then that might change the dynamic. You don't know. But either way, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. He's nothing to you. You're not related in any way.
One tip. Don't put a geranium in
there. For God's sake.
Yeah. I mean, you can get him involved, but if he comes up in with a geranium,
it's all over.
Game over.
It's a narrow escape.
It's a lucky escape. Do you know what? Forget about him. I would say go out. You make the garden you want. You sprawl yourself in it all summer. And if he wants to know about the garden,
yeah,
let him go and ask questions off other people. Don't volunteer any information. Do you know what Olive did? She left you the full garden.
She did.
Niamh, we have another problem.
Excellent.
Dear Niamh and Garrod, I absolutely love your podcast. I have recently become a fan as one of my friends shared a clip on Instagram and I've been obsessed ever since.
Oh, the social media again. Again with the social media.
See, this is the power of it,
from
Niamh.
Your social media.
It's the power. I am finishing college this year and I cannot tell you how anxious I am about going forward into the real world. Oh. I have always been an anxious person, but ever since Christmas, I've been absolutely crazy. I was wondering if you had any tips for dealing with anxiety or pressure in stressful situations. I know I am my own worst enemy as I am completely addicted to doom scrolling and it makes me feel awful. I absolutely love the show. I listen every morning on the Dart and I'm always laughing so hard by the time the show is over.
Aww.
Thanks, Ali. That's nice.
That's so lovely.
That's lovely to hear.
Now, the truth is you're finishing your college year, so you're going to be extra anxious because there's a lot going on. You know, that's a lot. And we know it is because you're kind of coming to the end of something and that has its own things. You've got exams probably and stuff to submit. And then the next question comes up from nearly every single person you'll meet and they'll say, so what are you doing next? So that's an extra pressure. So now you have all those things going on and you're anxious about it. Let it go.
Yeah.
Get the Frozen DVD out and sing the song. Let it go. Let it go. Honestly, there's nothing to be anxious about. Just do the job in front of you. That's the first thing, right? The first thing, you just do the job in front of you. And the job in front of you is to finish your year.
Yes.
If other opportunities come along, great. But your coping skills are really important. I'm a great girl for the lists. When I feel overwhelmed, I write a list. I have a book and I like to physically write it. Even doing the notes in the phone doesn't work.
Yeah.
You need to physically put it down on a piece of paper. And when I'm really, really stressed, I put things like get up and shower. So I feel I achieve something.
Yeah, you take a few things off.
You know, that are happening anyway.
Yeah.
Right? You know, maybe shower is optional, but anyway. No, but you know what I mean? Do things so you feel achievement in them.
Yes.
Because most people have anxiety. I mean, you're anxious about things I never expect you to be anxious about.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, it always surprises me that you're anxious about what am I going to wear on a gig, you know? I mean,
I know, yeah.
I mean, I am not anxious about it. I just get depressed. But, you know, because I cannot be arse. You know
Niamh,
what I'm...
See, the thing about anxiety is anxiety can be productive. Niamh just goes to a black hole.
I just go, oh no. And so I may create uniforms for things because I can't be arse thinking about that. I've got over that.
She's saying that she's anxious.
Yeah.
And she's saying she's like concerned about going into the real world.
Yeah.
And that she's also addicted to doom scrolling. Well, here's what I think, right? I think that the way the world is set up at the moment, the way online stuff, news, it's all set up to shock us at every hand's turn. Mm. It's set up to upset us. And the reason it's worded like that, I mean, I think we're living in a strange time, but I also think that I don't think this time is any more scary.
It's just different.
The 60s when people were worried about the atomic bomb.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
there was Mrs.
The Cold War in the 80s. It's set up for you to click. And it doesn't matter whether you are clicking because you are appalled by something.
Yeah.
Or whether you're clicking on something, whether you agree with it. It's once you click, a click is a click. It's like somebody buying your tickets for a show. It doesn't matter if it's men, women, child, it's still the same admission.
Yeah.
It's just So a click, if you're clicking on all of this stuff, you're kind of playing into it.
Yeah.
The first thing I would say is if you want to dampen down your anxiety,
yeah,
is try, you need to calm down on the social media stuff and the doom scrolling, because yeah, that is like,
I mean, let's be honest, we all lose hours of our time if we go down that rabbit hole.
Of course.
Even if you're not doom scrolling, the thing is the energy wasted on and the time. Oh my God, how many times have you lifted your head and go, oh my God, where's that
time
gone?
Yeah, I've been 2 hours on this.
You know,
like, and what you're saying is, right, you're saying that you have all of these anxieties because you're scrolling, but the things that you're reading, they're not your anxious thoughts.
No.
They're things you are reading. So yeah, just because you're thinking of the things you're reading, they're not the things that are naturally occurring in your yeah head. They're the stuff you're putting into yourself. Mm. So like what you're saying here is that you're anxious. It's the equivalent of going up to somebody and or to a doctor and saying, my arm keeps randomly bleeding. And then you discover, well, that's because you're scratching yourself with a cheese grater.
Yeah.
Like you are anxious because the stuff you are constantly reading
yeah
is designed to make you anxious.
I think when you doom scroll, what's happening is you are doing anything else but what you think you should be doing.
Totally.
And last year at college, I'm pretty sure that you're trying to avoid work you should be doing, or more importantly, trying to avoid thinking about what is coming. Am I going to get my grade? Am I going to have to make decisions about my life? You have your whole life. You don't have to decide your entire life in one moment. And I cannot stress enough that your whole life is going to be about choices. But the more choices you make and the more relaxed you are about them and understand it doesn't matter. You can change anything at any moment. Seriously, the doom scrolling comes from you looking to do anything. I get an extremely clean house when I have things to do that I don't want to do.
Yeah, exactly. Same.
I would rather yeah clean me toilet.
I have a new material gig tonight.
Okay.
And I need to have 15 minutes of new material, and I'm going home and I know the first thing I'm going to do is empty the dishwasher.
I love it.
That's what's going to happen.
I know.
There's nothing I can do to avoid it.
I know.
Because sometimes even the stuff that you are doing,
it's
kind of disguised as informing yourself and it's disguised as, you know, being on the right side of things. And like even the people that you follow on social media,
yeah,
and I find that this was a Twitter thing and it's creeping into Instagram now, is there's a lot of, I guess, people making us aware of things and it's kind of disguised as informing you, and they're all doing good, it's all really really good,
yeah,
but what in muting those people for a while, you're saying, you know what, it's
enough
great
already
that I'm reading this and it's great that I'm informing myself, but for the moment
I don't want to worry about it.
I don't want to worry about it. I've enough on, and I'm just going to mute these people, and if you feel, you know, it, like in 6 months or 6 weeks you can go back and unmute them and start viewing their stuff again.
It's all about perspective.
But you'll know as you flick through your timeline, the people or
the triggers,
the magazines or the websites that are posting stuff that makes you anxious. And I would say just mute them all.
Yeah.
Give yourself a break. What to do is start looking at hot lads on Instagram. Have social media as just spreading a bit of joy.
But if you find yourself going on the road, and actually, to be honest, we all look for the quick fix. But the simple truth is there's no quick fix. There's a simple answer, but it's not a quick fix. And the simple answer is stop doing things that hurt you. Start putting in the good things that help you.
This is what I do when I'm having a social media diet, right?
Okay,
what I do is I take Twitter off my phone.
Oh yeah, Twitter. Twitter's hateful.
And I only check Twitter when I'm eating my dinner. And so I have to check it on my laptop.
Oh.
And also I only have like the 10 minutes that I'm eating my dinner.
Yeah,
because
Twitter has a lot of energy that's slightly different.
Yeah, it's
there's less cats on it,
and
put it that
thing,
way.
Yeah, exactly. And the other thing I will
Except
say
yours.
Is start buying a newspaper.
Do you know what? Actually, I've
because you
I'm
get
back,
your news.
I'm
from
reading
the
books,
newspaper.
Proper books in my hand.
Yeah,
and actually, I'm loving how it's disengaging me from my phone.
Do you know what? The other two things, and these are things that always help me, and I know
yeah
I respond really well to them, and then I just stop doing them.
Oh, what is
which
it?
Which is meditating.
Oh, so good. So good.
I have you do like that is something that you feel the benefit of.
I think, but people think it's like an airy fairy thing, but actually,
no,
it really isn't. And meditating doesn't have to be sitting cross legged in a thing. It's about actually just taking time,
just taking a
and breathing,
bit of a deep breath for about
yeah
5 minutes, and you feel
decompress.
You really feel the difference.
That's
and
it.
The other thing is yoga, but I mean that's a commitment.
Yoga.
Yeah, I know. Niamh, don't you look me up and down and
no,
say yoga?
I love it.
How dare
How
you?
Have we not done a yoga class together?
I'm terrible at it.
I know, good.
I'm absolutely, but you know what?
I used to be better.
I do respond. Like when I do it, you start to feel.
I love it.
I feel great now.
It's one of the few places you kind of go in and you think to yourself, you know, I've nothing else to think about for the next thing. And then I always fall asleep during the meditation.
Yeah,
thing,
at the end. But you see, the thing about it is,
how
right,
do you look when, you
when
do
I do yoga?
Yeah.
It's the, do you know what upsets me about it?
What?
It's the look of concern on the instructor's face. Because they look at me like I'm a lawsuit waiting to happen. They go, look at this elephant down the back.
No, you're not an elephant. Not on any planet are you an elephant.
No, but you see, I'm as bendy as an elephant.
Oh.
Yeah. Like they put you in, you know, they do that thing where you're like in downward dog and then you have to like lift one hand up and turn around. It all comes crashing down. I think we've helped.
Yes, I think so.
Ali.
Please let us know how you get on.
Every day, do one thing to lessen your anxiety.
Yeah.
agonyrounds@gmail.com if you want to get in touch. Subscribe to Headstuff Plus.
Please.
Please do.
Please,
it's
please.
Actually, we're gone beyond now saying please. If you're listening for 70 episodes, it's time to step up. Do your part.
I know.
Headstuff Plus, loads of bonus content there.
Loving it.
And you can send us an email with your problems, your follow-ups, your ideas for the show.
Stories? Things you'd like?
Just things you want to hear in your ears on a Monday morning.
And actually, in the next couple of months, we will be probably doing a special on the Eurovision situation. So if you have any questions for Sonia.
Now you're talking. Get in touch. It's been lovely to talk to you. And we'll see you next week.
Bye.
Bye.
This show is part of the Headstuff Podcast Network, a hub for the creative and the curious. Shows are produced in association with Headstuff and the Podcast Studios Dublin. Find out more or become a member at headstuffpodcasts.com.